During Tuesday's council meeting, Councillor Wei Mason requested a motion to look into changing the demolition regulations of existing housing units in Halifax, as well as adding an empty lot tax to incentivize those with empty lots to move more quickly with development of new housing. In an interview with CKDU, Councillor Mason discussed what these regulations and taxes would look like and how they could be beneficial in helping with the city's current housing crisis.
The motion was a request for a report around what could be done around demolition regulation, and also to ask staff to advise about the best way to approach the province on an empty lot tax. So on demolition right now, the demolition is controlled by the Building Code Act in Nova Scotia, and there's some question about whether a municipality can create regulations that tie issuing a demolition permit to whether or not some other state has been achieved on the property, whether there's a active building permit or something like that. And in fact, I said this at the council meeting, I'm not sure that council can control that. And part of what I'm asking, I'm pretty sure we can't, but part of why I'm asking for a staff report is so it's all written down, because a lot of people feel we should be able to control it and stop houses that are and buildings that are currently housing people during a housing crisis from being torn down and turned into empty lots. So we need to find out if we can do that, and I need it on paper if we can't. The second piece is the empty lot tax, which I think other jurisdictions have that, and I think it's very effective. Part of what's happening right now as they're consolidating these lots to build larger buildings that would have more units in them, which is something that we want, is that they don't want to operate the housing, and they don't want to leave the building empty, so they are tearing them down, and then their property tax on an empty lot is actually lower than the property tax on a lot that has housing on it, because there's no valuable property there to assess. So one of the ideas is that you have the ability to tax an empty lot in the serviced area, where there's water and sewer in the city, as if the development rights that they have on that site have already been done, that there's already a four-story building there on Groby Street or a six-story building there on Groby Street. And that would create a great financial incentive to build that building faster or to leave the existing housing there and not tear it down. Mm-hmm. One of the risks to the no demolition without a building permit and an empty lot tax was identified by Councillor Outhit from Bedford when he said this could create a situation where people have empty buildings that they are not renting the rooms in them, but they are not subject to an empty lot tax, and they just let the buildings go to rack and ruin because they don't want to operate the rentals while they're figuring out next steps for building the new building. And we've seen that before in Halifax. There's been a couple of places where we had people hold empty buildings for decades, yeah, and just let them fall down. So that wouldn't address the core issue here, is what kind of tools do we have to try and make sure that we preserve housing now, and close the gap between that housing being torn down for more dense, higher population housing, lower the amount of time that that's sitting empty.
Do you happen to know how many lots are currently sitting empty in Halifax?
I don't, but I mean, my main focus, because of my area, is up and down Coburg and Roby. Mm-hmm. You can see a lot of what was mostly student housing, but some of it was mixed housing has been torn down, and those lots have been consolidated. And in some cases, those lots were sold for a great deal of money. About 80% of the lots that existed at the beginning of the summer were sold to one owner for about $62 million, because the rights that are there in the center plan will allow hundreds and hundreds of needed units to get built. And that's very exciting. We want to have that density on the transit corridor. We want to have more housing next to Dalhousie. The problem is that interest rates are 7 to 8% right now instead of the 3 or 4 that they were when we adopted the plan. And, you know, there's some evidence that the people who bought it intend to sit on it for a number of years before they do anything. So, you know, an empty lot tax might incentivize them to go faster. A building a permit, a demolition permit control might have stopped or slowed them from tearing down the buildings. None of that's going to necessarily help on Robie Street today because that work is already done. It might make them go faster with the empty lot tax. But with the suburban plan that we have coming next, you know, what we don't want is to see more and more housing torn down on Portland Street and Herring Cove Road and Bedford Highway and Lacewood Dunbrack, because it's exactly the same thing playing out. We've given more rights. People are doing lot consolidation. They're getting ready to build bigger buildings, which we want, but it may sit empty for 5 years. So we're trying to make sure that we have better tools in place to keep this from growing.
Obviously, we've heard that the city still hasn't put in that student housing plan, so this could be beneficial for the current housing crisis that we're going through.
Yeah, I mean, at its core, if in Nova Scotia and all of Atlantic Canada, the provinces have sole authority for and responsibility for building affordable housing. And as the population has grown tremendously since 1996, when housing was taken away from the city and was taken over by the province, we have no net new affordable housing in that almost 30 years. So I, you know, all the things that I'm talking about are tools that will help with the crisis. But what really needs to happen is the province needs to have a plan to build a lot of affordable housing really quickly. Like, they need to go into the market and build thousands of units. And, you know, if that doesn't happen, it's just going to keep getting worse and worse. When it comes to students, you know, it's great that there's some discussion around building more housing and residences for students. The big thing is, I think the province has to put money into it. You know, if it's being built exclusively by private sector, which is what's proposed for St. Mary's right now, those will be expensive.
Yeah.
Right. So then it becomes another barrier to accessing education. And so, no matter what part of the continuum you're looking at, we need to see an investment by the province in housing.
Are there any other cities in Canada that have introduced anything like this, or like that were successful?
So some other cities have the demolition control. My understanding is they have it in Yellowknife, for example, as a small city, but other cities in Western Canada have that. But their legislation is set up different from ours. You know, the provincial legislation is set up different. So we'll see whether or not we're able to do that. The empty lot tax, you know, I've read about that being in some U.S. cities. What you see in Canada more than an empty lot tax, especially in BC, is an empty unit tax, because they have the thing where they have international, you know, non-resident buyers buying condos and then not living in them. So you have towers full of empty units. So they're talking about, you know, like what they're trying to do out there is tax those. We don't really have that problem. What we have is not enough units and all the units are full. Mm-hmm. So you know, the empty lot tax, I can't name any examples in Canada, but I know it's been done in the United States.